We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Will Thiemann, voice of the Michigan State Spartans, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Will, how you doing?
Good. Every time I talk to you, something bad happens.
Yeah?
And so far, nothing bad has happened.
Okay, well, I'm crossing my fingers nothing bad happens. Like, you know, we don't want you to miss the bus or anything like that, or the bus stall, or you guys have to dig it out.
Yeah, we've only had that happen once. We're in Purdue, right?
Yeah.
The bus gets to the airport, the home of the astronauts, and Amelia Earhart, and all those aeronautical people, and the plane won't start. So our 37-minute flight wound up being a five-hour bus ride.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Somebody kept pumping the gas, and it's flooded it out, so I get it. Those old planes.
I guess.
Hey,
how you been?
I'm doing well, man. I mean, we're watching this Badger team that, you know, they knocked off Michigan and anyone on that roll before Michigan kind of cooled the roll. But what are you seeing out of this Badger team that's kind of turned things around?
Well, you know, it's strange for me because my little world is very different than the Badger world in terms of how you play basketball. In my world, you win when the ball moves and you have transition and you have five guys handling the ball and can score and these sorts of things, and you crash the glass. None of those things Wisconsin really does, right? It goes to Hap. You get a few three balls from out front. It's not a quick game. And they relinquish a lot of rebounds because they want to stop transition by dropping three guys back. So it's a very different kind of game. But they have one common thread. Both these ball clubs and both these coaches love good defense. And at the end of the day, it's about defense, it's about rebounding, and I hate to say this, but it might be about how the officials call the game tonight.
Yeah, and I was kind of getting into the same thing, that sometimes, you know, you never want to allow an official to dictate a game, but when you're so evenly matched in a lot of different areas in the way you play the game, sometimes it does come down to a couple of calls or a couple of missteps. We saw that, you know what? Michigan did extremely well. When you talk about dropping back and cutting off transition, not that the Badgers play transition basketball, but every time a shot went up, they always had four guys back ready to defend, and the Badgers were never able to get some easy buckets and fast break points. Not that that's their game, but you'd like to do that to kind of grab a little energy and continue to move forward. Never did that over in Michigan. Was that something that maybe a blueprint was drawn to say, hey, this is how you would defend Wisconsin?
Well, for Michigan, I think so, because a little bit like the Badgers, Michigan's not a great scoring team, which sounds weird for John Beilein, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's always had these high-powered offenses, but what he's got now is a pretty good defense. In our world, we won't do that. We'll send four or five on the board. That's the way Michigan State plays. And they've been able to do that after a shot and go for the rebound because they're so quick. They get back a little faster, say, than Michigan does. So it's contrasting styles based on personnel, I think. So that'll be one of the things. If Wisconsin wants to get out every now and then, they'll have the opportunity, because I can't imagine Tom's not going to send everybody for rebounds.
So tell me a little bit more about this Michigan State team that's been on a little bit of a roll. They're 11th in the country. They're exactly where we thought they'd be, near the top of the Big Ten, and just continue to be a juggernaut year in and year out.
You know, Bill, it's been interesting. When we went to Purdue, right, and got beat at Mackey, like a lot of people do, that's such a great place for the home team there. But we were 9-1 at the halfway mark, and we had played like three games in 6 days. I mean, we're in a nine-game stretch right now where we've only had three home games. So we've just been on the road, it seems like, all year. So when we lost that game and we were in first place at 9-1, felt pretty good about things. Thought that, you know, Purdue at a good time for them, bad time for us. But we had a week off, and we're going to host Indiana, who's not playing well at all. And then we absolutely played awful. And everybody scratching their head, turnovers, no free throw shooting. I mean, it was just miserable. And that's a game you expect to win and you lose. And then comes the word that Josh Langford, who had been injured, will now definitely be out. And I believe that affected our guys a little bit, because the finality of the fact that their buddy and a heck of a basketball player is done for the year, I think that got him some. And it, and then we were awful at, in Champaign. I mean, we had 25, 26 turnovers in that game, and some of them were just like, you go, what? What just happened here?
Right.
So anyway, having said all that, that's another loss. So now you've lost two teams you thought you would win. So that brings you to the Minnesota game where the old Spartans were back. Ball movement, transition, made free throws, good on the boards, all of that. And so now you ask yourself, well, which one of those teams will be here tonight? And if you're in our camp, you hope the team to beat Minnesota's here. But at the end of the day, I think they've worked through fatigue. I think they've worked through disappointment. And I kind of think they're back to themselves.
I know you got shoot-around coming up. I got to ask you one thing. Last year, Michigan State, after three previous attempts, finally won in Madison. How much confidence, if any, can you carry over from last season and finally winning at the Kohl Center?
I think a lot, but I think most coaches would agree, and you would too, that today's young players have very short memories. And so our guys were so traveled, and we play in so many great venues. I don't think the mystique of the Cole had what it had several years ago with our group because we've had some luck. I told Matt LePay once, just one time in my lifetime I wanted to come here and win. Just once. Didn't seem to be asking too much. Just one time. and so I don't think I don't think the Kohl Center is quite like it once was because those teams that we could never beat were so fabulous. And I think this is a really good team Coach Gard has, but it's not to that level some of those early guys. And so I just think our league is so good now. I mean, the Kohl Center can't be worse than Mackey Arena. That place was incredible for the Boilermakers when we were down there. And I think this place will be great for the Badgers tonight, just like our place is great for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our league is so good and the fan bases are so good everywhere we go. I just think we roll in here. We know that we've got about four friends, maybe.
Right.
So I think everybody gets used to it. So I don't think at the end of the day, once this game gets going, I think for all 10 guys on the floor at once, it's just a game. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I think they put that behind them a little bit. And our guys are so young, they don't know any better.
Well, always great to talk to you. Good luck. Stay safe. No incidents. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
And maybe we'll get out of Madison.
There
tonight.
You go. That's always a good thing. Although I like Madison. I like hanging out there. But, hey, if you get home in your own bed, that's always a good thing. Will, take it easy, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Okay. See ya. There you go. Will Thiemann, voice of the Michigan State Spartans, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 40 or 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.